From the Rio Grande to the Sabine and the Canadian to the San Antonio. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, and all without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, intimidating employees to give up their right to medical privacy to remain employed, as well as coercing them through threat of firing, appears now the standard policy at Gray Media, which includes KCBD and Lubbock and many other stations. We talk with an insider who was fired over such. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing the best in service, in drug and alcohol testing. Trucking firms, remember, you got to register for the clearinghouse, and your CDL drivers have to be registered too. Allied Compliance will help keep you legal. They'll help keep you compliant. That's their middle name, Compliance. Reach them at AlliedCompliance.com. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day, and it is all about this firing of senior management and staff by Gray Television across the country, including at KCBD in Lubbock. We'll get to that in a little bit. CRT, critical race theory, and other left-wing indoctrination surrounds us. Wait until you hear what Texas Tech was forcing all new students to sit through. Thankfully, President Skouvenik's put a stop to it after some young Republicans noticed, sent it to some good legislators, and the pressure was applied. I doubt he knew about it, but because he stopped it pretty quick. But it's the stuff that's happening everywhere. And we'll talk also about the group that is working to make sure that this stuff doesn't get in our local and regional public schools as well. So we'll talk about that in the show. Don Huffines gets his biggest endorsement yet, and it's not the one he put a press release out about, which was from Ron Paul. I'll explain that. There's much more in the political stack. My friends, don't forget, all new members of my listener club during October will be in a drawing to win an author-signed copy of Cowboyhood, the newest book in the Wilder Good series from Nathan Dahlstrom. Just join. It's free at prattontexas.com. I don't give you info out to anybody. You don't get a bunch of spam from me. It's been a month or two since I've sent anything, so there you have it. You can listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of the show at prattontexas.com. And regarding our Lone Star story of the day, the full, much more detailed interview will be there at the podcast, so you'll want to listen to that. PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. The feds taking every opportunity they can and to harass Texas, but no surprise here because it doesn't matter what you change the name to and all this. Our juvenile prisons in the state seem to always be plagued with problems. KHOU reported that the U.S. Justice Department's launched a civil rights investigation into conditions at 5 juvenile facilities in Texas. There are reports of staff members paying off kids with drugs and cash to assault other children. Been accusations of them sharing pornographic material with children. And we've had lots of these kind of things over the years. In fact, as recently as last week, we've had people arrested for sexually abusing children in their care. The facilities under investigation by the feds are the Ron Jackson Juvie Complex in Brownwood, the McLennan County one in Mart, the Evans in Edinburgh, the Gainesville State School in Gainesville, and the Giddings State School in Giddings. That out in the news. Staffing shortages have forced the closure of the state prison in Brownfield, Texas, in Terry County. KCBD reporting that the Department of Criminal Justice has temporarily closed the Jim Rudd unit there, moving the 100-plus inmates to other facilities, and there's 140 employees that are going to have to move around, too. That's not good news for the city of Brownfield, but they're going to send a lot of people to the Smith unit just down the road in La Mesa. Staffing shortages. And TDCJ would only say that they have ample capacity elsewhere in the state to house the inmates when asked for a reason for the decision. Jenny Cutt, our old friend Jenny, the flower shop in Midland, used to be in Lubbock. She was one of those people in the Capitol riots I told you about before. She's pleaded guilty. This is what gets me. Most of these things, it ends up being a misdemeanor charge of remaining in a restricted building. Good grief. I mean, I'm not wanting it to be more. I'm just saying that's all they really had on most of these people. It wasn't what the media has tried to make it out to be. Nobody had weapons. Nobody tried to insurrection. Nobody tried to overthrow the government or seize the facilities. Good grief. Water rescue for a woman and young girl feared dead is underway near Schertz. It's out of the KNS-5 in San Antonio. They think the woman and the girl are probably dead. The crews found two vehicles submerged south of Schertz. They had floodwaters this morning. And Sheriff Salazar in Bexar County says, at this point in time, we do believe we're dealing with just a straight-up recovery effort. It'd be nothing short of a miracle if we were able to find anybody alive. But with that being said, we're going to do everything we can to make it happen. We believe they were taking the kids to school. Firefighters rescued several others from vehicles that were in the floodwaters. Some of them were children, but this mother and the little five-year-old appear to be lost. Don't drive in the hydrology. Water is powerful. People just never seem to learn. Roscoe City Manager charged with abuse of power. K-Texas has the big story out that Cody Thompson turned in his resignation to the city council earlier this week. He owned that lumberyard, the big music venue that they got all the teary-eyed media reports on when it was damaged. I think, wasn't it a big fire or something? Well, it turns out that he was using government checkbooks and credit cards and stuff to pay the artist and all that run his business. And we're talking way over $100,000. So terrible stuff there. And a Plainview Bank employee's embezzled more than $65,000, so claims the bank, BBVA Compass Bank, on Olton Road. Story from everythinglubbock.com looking at a Plainview police report. They've called in, they didn't name the employee, but said over $65,000 was embezzled. Our good friend Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. I keep telling everybody for decades what a prestigious organization that is. Well, no kidding. The new director, by the way, the new head will be Greg Sindelar. And what I mean new, because Kevin Roberts is out. But he wasn't fired. No, he's become the president of the prestigious Heritage Foundation. Kevin, congratulations. Great work in Texas, and that work will continue nationally at the Heritage Foundation. My friends, this day in Texas history, it was the day in 1890. Dwight David Eisenhower was born in a two-story frame house in Denison in North Texas. Of course, shortly after his birth, they moved to Abilene, Kansas. He never claimed to be a Texan, but he was born here, so he is. He became the Supreme Commander of Allied Forces in World War II, and of course, eventually the 34th President of the United States of America. And by all accounts, he was a good man. That's the best you can say. It was this date, October 14th, back in 1987, that little Jessica McClure, the 18-month-old, fell down that abandoned well in Midland that the entire world watched. She was rescued after 58 hours. It's also the day in 1843 when Ole Ringnes was born in Norway. He and his parents came to Texas in 1852 and settled in Bosque County. He's the guy that invented the disc plow and the disc harrow. Journeyed to Washington in 1872 to get his patent and died under mysterious circumstances. And somebody else ended up with the patent. A bad thing, but one of his three original disc plows are in the Texas Memorial Museum in Austin. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our good friends at USA Investigations, providing professional surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, including workers' comp and more. Investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. Now, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, you will hear directly from one of the top folks who was a top performer who was fired by Gray Television working at KCBD. She does not want the vaccine. She has acquired immunity from having recovered for it, and on advice of her own doctor, said no. And we're going to learn a lot coming up on the show. You're going to learn all the real non-rumor details of that KCBD situation. Stand by.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
I've told you about my wonderful experience with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in dental care in Costa Rica. Not only was it among the most positive experiences and best dental work I've experienced, my trip to Costa Rica, one of the hottest tourist destinations on the planet, included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and even a private driver. And the entire bill, total spending, was less than half of the best quote I got at home, a quote that was for much less dental work than I obtained from Dr. Zuniga. A couple from Lubbock now knows what I mean. They wrote to say, we used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but for my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. If you have big dental needs and challenges, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, prattontexas.com.
Are you looking to fence property for hunting leases or your cattle operation? Winters Dozer Service can grub, clear, and work that fence line to help your crew get in and get the job done safely. Get your big country farm or ranch project started by getting that fence line cleared with Winters Dozer Service. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We move to our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. Learn more at AlliedCompliance.com. Two big headlines today, one from late evening. Judge stops United Airlines from putting unvaccinated workers on leave. That was a story I had already told you about, that some pilots and others, some in Texas, we told you who they were, had filed suit about this vaccine mandate at United. And of course, United said, we're not firing anybody. We're just going to put them on leave. The problem is that's a career ender. Just even if they pay you to sit at home 5 years, it's a career ender. And that the judge there, Mark Pittman in Fort Worth, granted a restraining order in favor of the employees who are suing the airline over the mandate. It's not an order. It's just a temporary restraining order while they actually go to court and argue this stuff. Said it was necessary because United promised to get United to not act against unvaccinated employees until after he can issue a ruling in the case. And the other big headline today out of the Austin American-Statesman, story by Madeline Meckelberg, Texas lawmakers consider ban on vaccine mandates for private employers. State lawmakers yesterday weighed a request from Governor Abbott to pass a state law prohibiting any entity in the state from mandating COVID-19 vaccines for employees and consumers. State House Affairs Committee heard testimony more than 4 hours on it. It's House Bill 155, creates a de facto ban on the vaccine mandates by allowing individuals to claim an exemption to vaccination requirement for numerous factors, including reasons of conscience. The bill's author is State Rep. Tom Oliverson, who is a medical doctor from Cyprus. It would allow employees to sue employers who violate the statute. One of the things I believe very strongly as a physician, and I think is a cornerstone and a bedrock of the way we practice medicine in this country, it is foundational to medical ethics, is the idea of patient autonomy, said Oliverson, an anesthesiologist, who said, by the way, he got the vaccine as soon as he was eligible. He said, that is the idea that a patient of sound mind and body has the right to accept or refuse medical advice and treatment. Unfortunately, with respect to the COVID pandemic, we've gotten away from that foundational medical ethical principle of patient autonomy. We're sort of trampling all over it. So, you know, the governor has an order that, you know, is not very strong and everybody's ignoring it because Biden issued an order for which really there's no legal authority for too. It's so odd that companies didn't just immediately go to court. But anyway, I think they're just all compliant. Just shows that government spends too much money in the economy because they don't want to give up their government contracts. But Phil King said the problem with this bill that they're going to have to work through is a battle between federal and state and all the entities and how the law would affect small business owners who could end up having to navigate all the various requirements, but they can work through it. Oliverson rejected the premise of Eddie Lucio's question and intervention about letting the free market work in the individual businesses. You know, what about the freedom of employees, of citizens? Government's first thing is to protect the rights of citizens, not the business itself. What about freedom of employees? Does Lucio think employers have the right to coerce employees into worship or political action? Or how about other medical treatments? Well, Dr. Oliver, Representative Oliver, rejected the premise of Lucio's question, said his intentions to correct what he sees as extreme actions taken by some business owners in the federal government. What I'm pointing out to you is that I believe, as a medical provider, that the pendulum has swung too far on the idea of compulsing people, let's use the right word, coercing people to get vaccinations with respect to this virus. I'm here to present an option to you to swing that pendulum back toward the middle so we can actually have some common sense and some science prevail. And you got a bunch of Democrats that are mad about it. They don't like it. We'll see. I mean, they're running out of time. The session ends on the 19th, but of course, if they don't get this done, Abbott could call them back. I don't know that he would. This is a very serious issue, and it's affecting people. It's affecting our lives in Texas, and I want you to listen. This is a very tight compilation of things from about 45-minute interview that's now will be up at the end of the show as a podcast at PrattOnTexas.com with a lot more detail, including details on a rally, Lubbock. I think it's 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, which is the 16th Saturday, this coming Saturday in Lubbock, outside of KCBD Studios on People for Medical Freedom, outside those studios on Avenue A, to protest against Gray, and they're just firing people. These people are, there's so many things wrong with what this company and others are doing to people. It's not, for those of you who think, well, everybody got the vaccine, forget that, set that aside. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Or do you think your employer can make you waive your HIPAA rights? I mean, that the whole purpose of HIPAA was so that nobody could do that, so that they couldn't look at your medical situation and say, well, we're not going to hire that person. They're going to cost more later down the road on the health insurance. They're going to do all this stuff. You know, that this intimidation stuff's crazy. So I want you to listen. There's so much more in the podcast, but I've got two big segments to share with you, as well as some related items of some of the Gray TV or media company executives talking. But this is Leah Lennon. She is a top salesperson. I mean, represents about $1.5 to $2 million a year to the station. And she's standing on her principles. She has faith in her God, and she's recovered from COVID and has acquired immunity, which means it's much better than from the vaccine, and much longer lasting. But oh no, they want her to go take the shot. Here is the first of those segments, kind of laying out what actually happened for these folks at KCBD Television in Lubbock.
The last few days have been a whirlwind, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I'm going on very little sleep. My mind just can't shut down. This all started last Tuesday. Gray Corporate sent a group of attorneys to Lubbock to interview and question several people at the station, from management all the way through marketing department to master control, on the assumption that there were fake vaccine cards at KCBD.
So why is this issue of fake vaccine cards, why did that come up at the Lubbock affiliate for Gray, KCBD?
Well, on August 15th, we received an email from Gray Corporate saying, as of September 15th, all personnel in a management position had to be vaccinated, had to have the COVID vaccine, and then all non-management employees had to be vaccinated by October 1st. And that rattled a lot of folks here in West Texas at KCBD.
The company required everyone to take that vaccine for employment.
In other words, we would be let go, or we would be fired.
You would be fired. You would be terminated.
To work at the company. Yes, sir.
And so I guess then to prove that you were eligible under their imposed terms to their newly imposed terms to work at the company, you had to provide proof of vaccination.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's sort of the setup, ladies and gentlemen, of what happened, the bare bones facts, but there was much more to it involved in all of this situation. And by the way, if you think these people believe that it's about your health and they're looking out for people's health, here's an actual recording from her meeting with one of the executives. It's very short, but listen to what the executive says.
Your health at this point.
And we get it. It's not about your health. It's all about coercion, and that's what's going on nationwide, and we have got to stand up and fight this, even if it means great cost to us. We'll be back with much more on this subject, more quotes, more soundbites, more of the interview on Pratt on Texas. Stay with us.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
It's the full experience you'll savor at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse. Not only is Las Brisas a rare Best of Award of Excellence Wine Spectator winner, you'll find a large collection of scotch, bourbon, and other whiskeys with many items in the very rare category, as well as fine cognacs. And important to me, in the dining room, you're served by professionals, many of whom have been part of the Las Brisas experience for more than a decade. Live piano in the lounge, rare wine and spirits, quality food. Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse is my official place to dine.
Here's a man who thinks it's wrong not to fly your Texas flag as high as the Stars and Stripes. It's the Lone Star's Voice of Liberty. Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. So you heard, this is a very edited, compiled, pushed-together part that you heard of the big interview I did with Aaliyah Lennon, who is a top sales rep for Gray Television in the Lubbock market, who, along with the general manager and news director and a ton of other people, top to bottom, have been relieved of their jobs because they won't get a COVID shot, a vaccine shot. In her case, she has acquired immunity, and her doctors advised her against it, and plus, she's not going to do it. She's standing up for what's right. Folks, the biggest problem in this, I know there's some people, well, the vaccine's good. Forget, look, if you're so dumb to not understand, just don't vote anymore. If you're so dumb to not understand, the issue's not about the vaccine per se, as it is about private coercion for you to be able to earn a living. If you allow this, you can allow anything. But worse, these people appear to have been intimidating people. And something very odd in this, as if they were under the cover of government authority. I don't know, but I put this part, little part of our long interview together for you to understand how the companies are trying to take away your basic rights to privacy, which were enshrined in the HIPAA law. I mean, HIPAA was designed so they wouldn't know this stuff, and nobody else would know these things about you. They're using the threat or implied threat of being fired, of termination from employment, to get you to sign a waiver, it appears, at least from this testimony, and I've heard it from others on this gray media case, to get you to sign a waiver to your HIPAA rights. This is, again, Aaliyah Lennon talking with me, and again, the long-form interview is, I don't know, near 45 minutes or more. It's excellent. You'll want to listen to that. It's the podcast at PrattOnTexas.com. Here is the little part I put together over this HIPAA waiver issue. Did they try to have you sign a waiver for your health privacy rights? In other words, essentially take away the entire HIPAA law. Did they do that in your case?
Yes, sir. We, shortly after that meeting, stationwide meeting, we received an email from our HR manager, who had an office in the station, asking us to fill this form out and return as soon as possible. And yes, it was authorization to release our HIPAA rights.
Let me ask you this. Did that form carry on it the logo of either the U.S. or the state attorney general?
It carried the state attorney general logo.
Was the form, as your understanding, from the company or from the Texas state attorney general?
I understood it came from the company since it came from HR, but there was no explanation.
The language in that form was that you were waiving your HIPAA rights for the company. I mean, it was specifically related to your employment.
Right.
Where was this attorney general's symbol or logo?
At the top left, top left-hand corner. I had never honestly seen the form before, Robert. It was new to me. I'd never released my HIPAA rights to anyone before.
Right. Did this logo of the state's attorney general? Was, in your opinion, when you were looking at this, did it give you some sense that this was an official government document with some sort of government authority behind it? Or what was your take?
Absolutely. So I immediately forwarded it to a friend of mine who works in the political arena. I forwarded it to him immediately and said, can they do this? Is this right?
Does any of that sound right and ethical to you? I don't know. It doesn't to me. You know, that's the testimony. I mean, really, does that sound right and ethical to you? Look, in Lubbock, there's this old rule about how media never covers anything with other media in town. I mean, it's got to be something. So we need all the people who can possibly do so to get out to the grounds. Take the kids because they'll love it. There's lots more prairie dogs out there than there are at Prairie Dog Town. At the KCBD studios on Channel 11 studios on Avenue A near South Loop 289, there's a group for medical freedom, I think. I don't know the group, but organizing a just show up type protest for this Saturday, the 16th at 10:30 a.m. And I think this is one of the things where even us conservatives that don't like stuff like this need to show up. And we need to look into these kind of things and make our voices heard. One of the things I find particularly interesting with these types of coercive things from businesses is, you already heard the guy say, well, it's not about your health. Then what the heck is it about? And she asked a fabulous question about in her interview with these corporate weasels, which Aaliyah recorded, because it's legal so to do in Texas, one-party state. And but what's very interesting to me is how they admit these guys think they're so smart. I don't know if they're HR guys or lawyers or what, but they think they're so smart, but they admit that their own policy has no basis. I want you to listen to this little bit from the corporate weasels or whatever they are and see if you pick up the point that they just told her, well, you have to have she had asked, you know, if I have the vaccination, if everybody else has the vaccination, I don't have the vaccination, how am I any kind of a threat to them? And of course, she has better than the vaccination. She has much broader immunity because she has acquired immunity from having recovered from COVID. But she asked this question, and they don't want to talk about that. But then in their talking, they admit the entire futility and unsubordability of their own policy on vaccination. Here it is.
Can I ask you this, Marcia, though? If mm-hmm. they're all vaccinated and I'm not, mm-hmm. what's the concern? If the vaccine works and it's doing the job that it's mm-hmm. said to be doing.
Yeah, we're not here to debate or discuss the efficacy of the vaccine at all. But what I will say is that from a policy standpoint, we can't allow you to interact with your other coworkers. Mm-hmm. Because one thing that is clear mm-hmm. is that people who are vaccinated can still be infected with COVID.
So you admit that people who have the vaccination can still get COVID. So what's the point of making everybody take this still experimental vaccine and very limited vaccine with only about 4.5 month effectiveness, and it only triggers one immune response instead of the broad response you get from acquired immunity? What's the purpose of having it? If you admit that it doesn't stop people from getting COVID, do you not see the heavy hand in the immorality of what you're doing there at Gray Television? Now, folks, I'm telling you, there's a lot of rumors going around Lubbock and everywhere about what happened. You need to take the podcast. You need to send it to people. By the way, that's how you promote the show, too. Thank you very much for doing it, those of you who do. You need to send that link to the podcast to everybody you know so they get the truth. There's some people out in Lubbock that are known for innuendo that were putting out Twitter things and others that were misleading or wrong and or such a limited part of the story they didn't tell the whole picture. The whole podcast is up. Just go to prattontexas.com. You'll find it there. Click on the link that says podcast. And for those of you that just go straight to our podcast page, it'll be there. And this is serious stuff. It's affecting you. You know, we've already had early on in this, we had a lovely couple whose husband is going to give up his job with one of the giant telecommunications companies. He works remotely, doesn't interface with other people, but they said he's got to have the vaccine. And they're going to lose their source of income. They feel that it's the moral position, the godly position to take. So does Aaliyah, by the way, who is a person of faith. This won't stop unless we stop it. That's why that thing on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in front of KCBD, if you happen to live in the Lubbock area, Avenue A, is so important, just to show up. You don't need signs and stuff. Just show up, lend them the support. You get enough people there, and the other media won't have any choice but to cover it. And that's our big problem. They don't want to cover it, and it's double in Lubbock because they never want to cover anything that involves another media outlet. Go listen to the whole podcast, and we've got more on that rally and everything she tells who's behind it. So that's all in the podcast. We'll be back in a moment, my friends, on the Texas Hour.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
If your business depends on its computers, remote managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Services is a must. Managed services from Jeff Barker Computer Service reduces problems and failures by monitoring and maintaining your computers remotely. And when something goes awry, you have an expert to help you immediately with full knowledge of your system. If you depend on your computers, managed services is what you need. Visit jbcs.com, jbcs.com, to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Jake's Sports Cafe is Lubbock's location for food, sports, beer, and live music. Grab down at Jake's Sports Cafe with drink and eat specials from breakfast to late night. See the menu at jakesbackroom.com. Jake's has been a Lubbock staple for live music and sports for over a decade, with the back room hosting everything from Republican meetings to the hardest of metal and rollingest of rock. Jake's Sports Cafe and back room at 50th and Slide.
There is more of Pratt than you hear on the Texas Hour. Long-form interviews are posted online. See the podcast page at prattontexas.com. Now, back to news and commentary of Texas with Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Real quickly, I said at the top, Don Huffines has gotten his biggest endorsement yet. He sent out a press release today. Ron Paul endorses Don Huffines for Texas governor. That's not the big one. The big one is that Obama-backed Texas Signal left-wing media outlet had a story today headline, Don Huffines is the most dangerous man in Texas. Well, there you have it, Mr. Huffines. There's your endorsement right there, that the far-left Obamaites are calling you the most dangerous man in Texas. They say Alan West captures headlines, but it's really it's Huffines that's been pushing Abbott to the right on a, they said, a plethora. I think that she misuses the word. Plethora means too many. It doesn't mean many. It means too many. But on a plethora of issues. So, Huffines, that's really, you need to run on that one. That was out in the political press today. All right, my friends. What do you hear? You know, this vaccine stuff's not enough. This critical race theory stuff is everywhere. I'm going to let you hear a little bit very quickly of some stuff that Texas Tech, all new students to Texas Tech, were being forced to listen to and told they had to do in a little, it was a CRT, critical race theory deal. Now, it got to the right people's attention, way to go college Republicans, you know, and getting that to the right legislators. And President Skouvenick found out about it and put a stop to it, but here is what they were listening to.
Oppression comes in a variety of forms that we will outline below. All of these forms of oppression, or isms as they're often referred to, involve a dominant group and a subordinate group. The dominant groups possess privilege and power that gives them rights not afforded to the subordinate groups. The dominant groups are not always aware of their privileges. Here is a list of the different forms of oppression that will be addressed in this training. Racism, the belief that one person is inferior to another based on his or her skin color. People who are white belong to the dominant group. People of color make up the subordinate group. Sexism, the belief that a person is inferior based on his or her sex. Men are dominant. Women and transgender people are subordinate. Heterosexism, homophobia, the belief that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender are inferior to people who are heterosexual. Linguicism, the belief that a person is inferior based on the language he or she speaks. English speakers are dominant, all other languages are subordinate. Religious bias, the belief that people who belong to particular religious groups are inferior to members of other religious groups. Christians are dominant, all other religions are subordinate. Anti-immigrant bias, the belief that a person is inferior because he or she immigrated to the U.S. from another country.
Folks, I edited some stuff out of that just to make it shorter and to the point, but this stuff's everywhere. And it's in schools, it's hiding under other names, and that's why Citizens for Education Reform, a bunch of former teachers and folks who are in education for their lives, have gotten active in the town in which I live. I've mentioned this upcoming meeting on the 28th of October. Well, I talked to Susan Perez about this. She's part of this group, and here is our conversation. We welcome to Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour, Susan Perez. She is with Citizens for Education Reform. Susan, you've got a big event coming up in Lubbock on the 28th of October at the Lubbock Women's Club in the evening. I think the name of the program is You Want Me to Teach What? How to Guard Against Comprehensive Sex Education in Our Schools. And I was excited to see Carol Ayala coming from Concerned Citizens of Austin. I covered all those stories some years ago when she was so instrumental in discovering and getting out to the public what was happening in Austin ISD, and it was so liberal that even in that lefty community, there was blowback from parents on it. Tell everybody about what's going on in Lubbock and about the event.
The event is October 28th at 6:15, and to RSVP, they need to email citizensforeducationreform@yahoo.com.
Repeat that one again.
citizensforeducationreform@yahoo.com.
Now tell everybody about the event.
Carol Ayala is coming to talk to us. In Lubbock, we don't have so much of a problem in the schools, but there is sexual indoctrination coming from social media, movies, ads, you know, everywhere else, and it is kind of a fad.
How do you know it's not in the schools? You know, we keep finding this stuff. They're doing the critical race theory stuff at Lubbock ISD. Well, maybe it is there, and we just don't know it. And isn't that part of this? She's going to teach people how to recognize it.
Exactly. We will learn what to look for so that it won't creep in. I did ask what sex education program they use, and it is still abstinence-based, and so that's a very good thing.
That is good.
And it is not down in kindergarten, first grade, like it is in Austin ISD.
Oh, and by the way, I mean, it's not just Lubbock ISD. You've got all this. This is applicable to every school district in Texas, so this is really for the whole region, folks. Explain the program and who you're trying to get to come.
We are inviting pastors and youth pastors, educators, administrators, concerned citizens, and we need help with that because there's no way that we can contact all those people. And we want them to RSVP by Sunday, the 24th, so the Sunday before our meeting, so that
it's
we can 20, turn in the count.
And there will be a meal. It's at the Lubbock Women's Club. The food's always good. It'll be $20. That covers the meal. And 6 p.m. on October the 28th, you need to RSVP by Sunday, October 24th. Carol has become an expert in this just because she had to jump in and do it. And it's amazing what's out there in these many school districts. The RSVPs or questions need to go to citizensforeducationreform@yahoo.com. citizensforeducationreform@yahoo.com. That's where you get your RSVP in, and I'm sure that's where you can send a question about the event too. Coming up 6 p.m., the Lubbock Women's Club down on Broadway in downtown Lubbock on Thursday, 28 October. You need to get your RSVP in by Sunday, the October 24th. You want me to teach what? How to guard against comprehensive sex education in our schools. Now, your organization's looking at this to, it's not, you know, again, there are many school districts around, and most parents don't always know what's there, and we learned a big lesson in that thing that Carol dealt with in Austin. They use as an excuse copyright to not let parents see the materials that are being used. And so much of it now is online stuff and software. And they tried to say, well, the school district said, well, you can't see this. I remember that. But, you know, I want everyone to know. And Susan and folks at Citizens for Education Reform will let you know. You have a right under Texas law to see any and all material used in the classroom with your child.
Yes, you do. And so thank you for pointing that out. And I appreciate it. And thank you for advertising our meeting. Not all of our meetings are on this topic. And so we hope people that are interested will certainly come to this meeting because the next meeting we have a different topic.
Very good. And the group is Citizens for Education Reform. Again, you can get your RSVP in or ask questions about the group. Get on their email list, citizensforeducationreform@yahoo.com. Susan, anything else you want to tell people that might spur them to get to this meeting on the 28th of October?
Well, if I could just briefly tell you the reason we started this organization. There are three of us that have been in education our whole lives, and we're very concerned about not just this indoctrination, but critical race theory, 1619 Project, the Constitution not being taught, maybe not in Texas, but this can apply all over the nation. Lubbock, we are trying to raise money and gather information. We're helping form grassroots groups anywhere through Zoom. So it doesn't have to just be in Texas. Help us accomplish this.
Get involved. Citizens for Education Reform at yahoo.com is the email address. Susan, thanks a lot. Thanks so much, I mean to say. And have a very good meeting, because people need to be awakened to these issues to know what the left is trying to do to our children. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yes, we don't want to wait till it gets here.
There's a story out today about how a citizen activist, a mom, beat back Dallas ISD on their mask mandates. Won the whole thing. It takes us, whether it's the thing on the vaccine mandates on Saturday in front of KCBD or this Citizens for Education Reform meeting on the 28th, we have to be active. Those people out there working for us on our dime and in policy positions have to know we're paying attention. It's that we can't continue to abandon the playing field to the leftists, who don't seem to have anything else to do but protest. Thanks for joining us, my good friends. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us. And let me tell you, it's going to mean us getting on our knees in prayer and moving this country back to our Lord, or we're going to lose it all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.